The following previews are of graphic audio productions rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Ryan Cotter has fought his way through hell, a terrain that covers far too much of the Deathlands. With his son Dean at his side, he finds himself close to a safe haven for friends and comrades that has been burned to the ground. Hurried notes from his beloved Christy guide the way to answers, but the solution and his missing friends will only lead to more peril, at the hands of someone Ryan should have killed when he had the chance. Ryan must free himself from the clutches of a mutant who's as clever as he is sadistic, and wants Carter's blood by the gallons.
My people follow me, long as I chill norms. More norms I chill, more they think I'm close to a god. You go out with a big bang, Carter. That I promise you. Real big bang.
You murderous freak bastard.
As good as Ryan Cotter is, he's still only human. And one of his closest allies may pay for his shortcomings with his life.
Oh, Christ, Jack. No.
I'll never forgive that one-eyed bastard if anything's happened to Jack. I swear it.
New friendships are made, old allies are rediscovered, and fresh hatred is forged in the Deathlands. Don't miss 1 minute of Deathlands number 16, Moon Fate.
Deathlands 16, Moon Fate, will be in travel centers and truck stops throughout North America starting July 2006. Or call 1-800-670-5220 to reserve or download your advanced copy of Moon Fate. For your convenience, this information is also printed on the cover of this book.
Evil finds new allies in the form of the Al-Jabbar, a terrorist cell that has never failed to eliminate exactly who they were aiming for, until they met Mac Bolan. This brotherhood of religious zealots will take any action, assault any stronghold, murder any dignitary in the name of attacking America. The only thing that equals their depravity is their hatred. Is the soldier up to the challenge? Especially when the hunt for evil leads him to American soil?
Quarry spotted.
They're members of the Al-Jabbar.
Those devils? I have heard of them. What on earth were they doing in Greece?
They tried to assassinate the American vice president. The Al-Jabbar just became my number one priority.
Mac Bolan, independent agent for Stony Man Farm, stands between a madman and the end of life as we know it. The head of the Viper, Abbas Saban, will stop at nothing to see his twisted dreams come true.
You're not gonna hurt me, are you?
Of course not. Since when do we kill journalists? All we want is information.
The executioner will hunt his prey over land, sea, and air, even through the heart of a den of pure bloodthirst, an entire city of cold-blooded killers.
God. Damn it!
Mac Bolan number 90, Age of War.
Mac Bolan 90, Age of War, will be in travel centers and truck stops throughout North America starting July 2006. Or call 1-800-670-5220 to reserve or download your advanced copy of Age of War. For your convenience, this information is also printed on the cover of this book.
From the creator of James Axler's Deathlands comes the second chapter in an all-new series, Outlanders. Kane and Grant, former magistrates and fearsome warriors for the New Order, have joined the rebels of Cerberus Redoubt. Together with the beautiful and brainy Bridget Baptiste, they seek the answers to the Earth's past in order to rebuild the future. Their quest takes them to the remains of Moscow and onward to Karakoto, the fabled Black City, home of Mongol hordes and the avenging Lama, the Tushigun.
Baptiste, down!
What they find in the Black City could offer proof of the Archon's ancient and ongoing plot to dominate the Earth.
There was far more to the report on Kosla's 1923 expedition to Karakoto than was ever released. He submitted that a major civilization once existed in the Gobi. The Gobi civilization was said to have been technologically advanced, and the desert upon which it sat was once lush with vegetation. Kosla hypothesized that the civilization perished due to atomic radiation. Evidently, the source of the radiation is in the vault, and once more, active. Kosloff's theory was that the Gobi civilization was created by a non-human race known as the Greys.
The Archons.
What they find beneath the Black City could spell the end for them all.
We're screwed if we can't get that door open.
I can't find the latch or spring catch. We're gonna have to go with the grenades.
This is going to be a classic 1%.
Good. I'm keeping track of them all, you know.
Outlanders 2, Destiny Run, will be in travel centers and truck stops throughout North America starting July 2006. Or call 1-800-670-5220 to reserve or download your advanced copy of Destiny Run. For your convenience, this information is also printed on the cover of this book.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
When tragedy strikes, Stony Man is on the move.
She's dead.
Who? Who's dead?
Amanda Cash. She's been murdered. And if it weren't for me, she'd still be alive.
But this is no ordinary situation.
This assassination was bought and paid for, and they're going to strike again.
The web of deceit stretches farther than they could have ever known.
There's a situation in Nairobi.
The trail leads to Hong Kong.
San Francisco is their next target.
Three teams.